So how do we differentiate between the mind and the soul? Because they say the user and the software are two distinct things, but inside us we don't know. How do we differentiate between the two? Okay, so can you do a simple thought experiment? It'll take a minute or so. So just close your eyes, sit comfortably, close your eyes, and just try to focus on whatever appears on your mental screen. You may be thinking, oh, what is there for food now? Or I have to do this work, whatever it is. Don't just be attached to that, just try to observe whatever appears on your mental screen. Now, as you are observing, try to step back and look at the observer. You're observing something on the mental screen and there is someone who's observing. Try to step back and look at the observer. You'll notice that if you try to step back and look at the observer steps back. Try once more. Try to look at the observer of the mental screen. No matter how much we try, we can't find the observer, because what we are looking for is what we are looking with. What we are looking for is what we are looking with. Take a deep breath. You can open your eyes now. Thank you. So here, when we close our eyes, what we see going on, we see a lot of things going on. That is the mind. So mind is like our inner screen. We have, say, this outer screen on which you are seeing this PowerPoint projection. But whatever we are seeing, it comes on an inner screen. So for example, right now, you are hearing me speak, you know, you are hearing her speak, maybe you are smelling the fragrance of the food coming from there, you are feeling the cold of the AC over here. So now all these sensations from the various senses are coming in. And they are integrated and presented on a screen. The screen on which they are integrated, that is the mind. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adhishthaya manaschayam vishayan upasevate. So adhishthaya manaschayam, just as like the Krishna, there's the five fingers of a palm, five fingers of the hand are integrated around the palm. Like that, the five senses are integrated around the mind. But the mind is the integrator, and based on what gets integrated, say for example, if the food is smelling very delicious, then that perception may become very prominent and we may just think, I want to eat the food, and we may start, that desire may become prominent and we may start salivating. So now what is happening over here? On the inner screen something may come, and it may come so fast that it may stimulate a reaction within us. And because all this is happening inside us, we may not realize it. Something flashed on the inner screen, I saw it, I sensed it, I desired it, and now I'm looking for it. But what appears on the inner screen is different from the observer of the inner screen. So the mind is the inner screen, and the soul is the observer of the inner screen. And to the extent we are attached to something, to that extent, the inner screen and the observer of the inner screen, they seem like one. For example, if there's some food which I love, then as soon as the food comes in front of me, even if I don't think about it, I'll go and eat it. But if there's some food which I don't like, then I see that food, then I start thinking, should I take it? You know, if I say no, will this person who is serving the food, will they feel bad? Can I just get away by not saying no? So what happens? When something is desirable, it comes on the inner screen. When something is undesirable, so it comes on the inner screen. But when it is desirable, because we are attached to it, the action happens instinctively. And in that sense, we can't separate between the screen and the observer of the screen. But when something is unpalatable, something is not so unpalatable, also we just turn away and we not realize also we are turned away from it. Sometimes we just go through a menu, we just not take a particular food. We not even think much about it. No, I don't want this. Then somebody asks, oh, why didn't you take this? Then you start thinking, oh, why didn't I take this? Or maybe I have to think of a reason why I didn't take it. So, when there is extreme attachment or there is extreme aversion, at that time the mind and soul in a functional sense become almost like one. But when there is deliberation, should I do this, should I not do this? Then we can see that there is a perception coming in and there is an observer who is perceiving. And then by separating the two, we can understand that the two are separate. So the mind is the screen on which the stimuli come in, either from external perception or even from internal recollection. But the soul is the observer and then the soul is the decider. Should I do this or should I not do this? Okay? So thank you very much. Hare.